This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are more and more EVs on the roads now, and in urban areas, driving an electric vehicle is almost like driving a car with an internal combustion engine. EV chargers are slowly being installed at more gas stations, groceries, department stores, and parking garages. But out in rural parts of the country, EVs get complicated. Take Wyoming, number 9 on the list of biggest states by area, but it's only got 95 charging stations all in. Colorado, the next state south, has more than 2,000 chargers, which means it's basically impossible to travel the distances that people travel in Wyoming in an EV. That is a business opportunity, as Caitlin Tan reports from Wyoming Public Radio, but not everybody, especially the state government, is on board.
Big one-ton diesel trucks are something you see a lot of in Wyoming, a state known for large swaths of untouched, rugged land.
You got 100 miles between everything. There's very little civilization.
David Halter is a fourth-generation Wyomingite that grew up with the culture of big trucks. But 4 years ago, he and his wife went electric.
No particular reason other than electricity is cheaper.
They recently went on a Wyoming road trip, but it was tricky. They had to divert into Montana to charge their Tesla, skipping their favorite Wyoming towns.
I like to go to those places, but I can't now because there's very little charging in those locations.
Tourism is a $4.5 billion industry in Wyoming. People come from all over to see Yellowstone National Park and Devil's Tower. And EV drivers who come to visit need chargers, which Wyoming doesn't have a lot of, at least not yet.
I just wanted to welcome you guys.
Mike Yin is president of Otter Space, which is opening a new EV charger in Pinedale, Wyoming.
I like to say that it's infrastructure week when we open one of these chargers.
Pinedale is a very western town with businesses like the Cowboy Shop and Corral Bar right on Main Street. And now, just down the block, you can hear the steady hum of an EV charging. Some locals came to see the new charger in action. Yin demonstrates on his Tesla.
Now you make sure your car is plugged in, take it out of the port, put it in the adapter.
Before this, there was just one charger in town, for Teslas only, and a full charge takes about 8 hours. And much to the frustration to drivers who came to plug in, that charger is often blocked by diesel trucks. But this new one can charge all kinds of EVs in about 30 minutes. Pinedale's mayor, Matt Murdock, hopes this will bring in tourism dollars. The next closest chargers are 77 miles one direction and 135 miles another.
It opens up Pinedale to a wide variety of tourists who would normally, not come up this direction because otherwise their batteries die and they can't make the distance.
This is just one of four locations that Yin opened in Wyoming this year at about $150,000 a pop, all on his company's dime.
One of the reasons I built something without any government funds at all was to say, yes, that it is possible for stations in Wyoming to work.
If it sounds like Yin is trying to sell the state on EV chargers, that's because he is. He's also a representative in the state legislature. Last spring, Wyoming put a pause on accepting federal funds to build out EV chargers. The 2021 infrastructure bill provided Wyoming with $26 million to dole out over 5 years, namely to private businesses. But Jordan Young with the state's Department of Transportation has concerns. Like, what if a business closes down within those 5 years?
The state is not intending to own or operate these stations.
Wyoming is also negotiating with the feds about the distance requirement between chargers. Right now, the funding requires every 50 miles.
We don't even have towns every 50 miles. We don't necessarily even have gas station every 50 miles. It's a lot of pronghorn and sagebrush.
If the state and federal government can find an agreement, that funding may come available for new chargers. But until then, much of that sagebrush landscape is accessible to diesel trucks and pronghorn, but not electric vehicles. In Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.